Jesus, we lift our hands over this room because we love you. We surrender to you.
Here you are, and it's white. Come on and praise it. Come on and praise it. Come on, everybody, if Jesus paid it all, give him praise. Hallelujah.
And church, who is that?
Jesus paid it all to him. Sin had never been
Jesus, we lift our hands all over this room because we love you. We surrender to you because of your love. I'm thankful for your love. Thank you. I know not what I have done to deserve such perfect love, and yet still my heart is filled by your mercy. I am, and what a love that knows your bounds covers all my ups and downs. I'm made whole, yes, I am free, by your blood. My salvation made complete. From my sin you ransomed me. Jesus Christ, my victory. What a love that knows no bounds. Covers all my ups and downs. I'm made whole, yes I am free. By your blood, Lord. Jesus crucified for us. Hallelujah. Oh, what a love. Jesus crucified for us. Hallelujah. Oh, what a love. Jesus crucified for us. Hallelujah. Oh, you were buried in the tomb. Darkness tried to cover you, but then the stone was rolled away. Thank you.
Jesus paid it all.
He paid it all. Oh, what a love. Father God, we come before you this morning, God, with a heart bursting, full of gratitude and love to you. Just want to say thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for giving us the ability to change, the ability to grow, the ability not to be stuck on stupid. I thank you this morning. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Thank you, thank you. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to you. It's a good, good morning. It's a good day to be alive. It's a good day to wake up and not be in bondage. You hear me? Not be contained in a spiritual prison and not be contained in a natural prison. It's a good, 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 good morning. That's what I want to say to you this morning. Good morning.
I've been quiet for way too and it's time to tell, cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
You gotta clap your hands, gonna wanna dance.
Hear what?
Good news, got that old play through, got that joy coming through, got me feeling alright.
Some of you that were helping me with the word. And then God told me, he said, and I was getting it fresh. He said, the word spiritual warfare is not in the Bible, Erica. Remember yesterday? And I had you look it up. Well, after I got off, I looked it up. And guess what? It's not. It's not. So if that exact word is not in the Bible, do you really think God wants you to spend your life engaged in something called a spiritual warfare? Really? That's a man-made word, and there's plenty of other man-made words. And the man that probably came up with that word, even if they were a believer, a Christian, had to have been in bondage and had to be working for Satan and probably under a dual manifestation, you know, serving God over here and then Satan come in over here, dual manifestation, like Peter. Remember Peter? After Peter had that great revelation from God, and Jesus said, who am I? And he said, thou art the Son of God. And then right after that, Jesus said, I'm going to Calvary and I'm going to die. And Peter said, no, God, you're not going to do that. And what did God tell him? He said, Peter, you know not what? What did God say? You know not what manner of spirit you are. That's what he said to him. You don't know what kind of spirit you are. You got the revelation from God that I'm the Son of God, and then you're going to turn right back around? And so what happened then? He said, Jessica put Matthew 16:23 up here. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Oh, brothers and sisters. I don't want to go there, Jessica. I'm not going there. He said, you know not what manner of spirit you are. In the King James Version. You don't know what manner of spirit you are, Peter. You don't know what's talking out your mouth now, Peter. But who was talking out of Peter's mouth? Satan. And what did Jesus tell Peter? Thou art an offense unto me. Why? Peter, you too carnal. Peter, you still walking in the flesh. You're still minding the things of the flesh. Your mind has not yet been sanctified and said unto me. So therefore, you can talk to me of things of God. And this was of God talking to Jesus now. And then you can talk to me and try to be in an attempt for Satan to use you against me. Thank you, Nadia. Luke chapter 9, verse 55. Jesus turned, rebuked them, and said, ye know not what manner of spirit you are of, in the King James Version. So, I mean, yesterday, things went all kind of unwired. The devil was used to bring up some anger in me and rage that I thought I had been delivered of a long time ago. But then God told me, he said, you know how you let that spirit back in? I say, how? See, that was that spirit I had in the army when I was an angry person. He said, when you were on that highway and the robbers, excuse me, and the robbers, the highway robbers, and I found out they called banditos. When the banditos tried to pull you over, I said, yeah. He said, that's when it came back in, because you really would have killed that man or whoever they were. He said, and that's how that came back in, and you didn't cast it out. So I said, oh, I sure didn't. He said, yeah. So it was sitting there, and it was like hovering. He said, it wasn't in you yet. It was it was trying to attach itself to you. It was holding on so that it could. It could. It was just trying to, it was trying to find an open door. So I said, okay, God. He said, so it created one. He said, the devil, sometimes when he can't find an open door, he'll create one. And he'll use somebody else around you that you're in covenant with to do it. And that's what happened. So yesterday was a rough day for me. I'm telling you the truth. But I fought. And you see what God was telling me about spiritual warfare, it let me know I had to overcome it, right? I had to overcome it, and I had to get it out of me. Because when it rose up, I became almost a fighting machine. Are you hearing me? And I really wanted to hurt somebody yesterday. It was bad. It was really bad. Because what the devil will do, well, what he did to me, he went all the way back to the first time this person had transgressed against me. And he brought all that stuff up in my face. He brought pictures. He brought like a movie, like a TV. And I began to spew it out, man. Poison. 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 And then it just continued. It continued. I almost would have got violent. It just spewed out. But then, thank God for my husband. You know, God used Brother Joe to do one thing. He just called my name. And I went back to ease, and I went back to peace. And then I had to get it from in front of my eyes. And then I called my spiritual father. And I called for deliverance. Okay? It's good to have people around you you can trust. So then I got that demon cast out. And then I went back to peace, and God began to talk to me and show me. He showed me how that demon, that's why I was able to tell you how it came in. I was able to explain to you what it did, how it worked. But I'm here to tell you this morning, after I got it cast out, and then God gave me an explanation. You know what God said? He said, now, I want you to know something. That was not the devil that did that. Remember yesterday I said to you, and I always say God can use the devil, but the devil can't use God. God used the devil to uproot that through situations that happened. Bam, 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 just like that. He said, that wasn't the devil. He said, that was me. He said, I had called those spirits to judgment that were in you. And if they had not come up, been exposed, they would not be out right now. I said, oh, man. How you did that like that? How you did that like that? And that's just how I said it too. How you did that like that? I said, thank you, God. Thank you. He said, and I do that. He said, I do it all the time. He said, just remember what I told you, Erica. I can use the devil, but the devil can't use me. You got it. So I'm so thankful this morning. And so then, He said, I'm going to show you something else too. I said, okay. So, Jessica, if you would be so kind, put Luke chapter 11 up here, and I'm going to start reading it. Luke chapter 11, the whole chapter. By the way, get your oil together and a paper towel, a couple of paper towels. I'm gonna the same way the spirits was in me, I'm gonna make sure that none of them transferred to you. I'm gonna cast out what God showed me here in Luke chapter 11. You see, brothers and sisters, I trust God. I don't trust man in the name of Jesus. I trust man about as far as I can, but I trust God 1,100% and to infinity. Anoint your head in the name of Jesus. Anoint the back of your neck in the name of Jesus. I want you to take some of that oil and put it in your ears. In the name of Jesus, I want you to anoint your ears. And since it's your oil, I want you to put a little bit on your own tongue in the name of Jesus and anoint your lips. And then with what's left, take both of your hands and anoint your temples, the temples in your head on both sides. Praise God. Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Note the fact that Matthew says, on earth as it is in heaven. But Luke says, Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Underscore that. Give us day by day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut. And my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. But I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. I'm at verse 14. And he, Jesus, was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered. But some of them said, he casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devil. And others, tempting him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. If Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because ye say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come up on you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusted, and divideth his faults. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest. And finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. Note this, verse 31. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with them. And he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part, your inward part full of ravening and wickedness. You fools, did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? But rather give alms of such things as you have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you Pharisees, for you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. Then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying thou reproachest us also? And he said, Woe unto you also, you lawyers, for you laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and you yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for you build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers kill them. Truly, you bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their sepulchres. Therefore, also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from before the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perisheth between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. And he said these things unto them. The scribes and the Pharisees began to urge him vehemently and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. Now I want you to go to John 14:12. Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question this morning. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? If you believe in Jesus, then you have greater works to do, because Jesus said that you were going to do them. That includes, hear me this morning, the casting out of demons. Understand this. Jesus has given you power. And again, Jesus continually keeps telling us to look to see, to understand that he has given us power. You must overcome the problem as a believer. It has to stop being difficult for you to see the things that God has already given to you. That's why Jesus keeps saying, look, see, understand. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you, remember what it said in 14, I give unto you power to tread on those serpents and on those scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Treading on serpents and scorpions. And scorpion and serpent power. Treading over all the power of the enemy as revealed to you and I in Matthew chapter 10 verse 8. Brothers and sisters, you are not called to no spiritual warfare. You call to contend and win. That's all you call to do. Contend and win. Healing the sick, contending and winning, cleansing the lepers, contending and winning, raising the dead, contending and winning, casting out devils, contending and winning, winning. Jesus said, freely, freely you have received this ability and power and authority from him. And his requirement to you is to freely give it out. Now, let me tell you something. Jesus did not ask you to do this. Don't quote me wrong. Don't quote me wrong. Jesus commands you to do it. Jesus commands you to do it. And that's what he laid so heavy on my... He said, I ain't asked him to do nothing. I commanded him to do it. Jesus commands you. And Jesus commands me. First, cast out your own devils. And then to cast out devils and demons and evil spirits. It's a command. It's not a suggestion from Jesus. It is a command. And the word of God says, freely, freely, you have been given the authority to cast them out. Freely, you have been given the power to cast them out. Jesus is telling you, serve him freely with all that power and with all that authority. Obey his commandments. And guess what? Those devils and demons and evil spirits will exit. Jesus is saying to you this morning, do not let any man or any woman or any spirit deceive you that those devils and demons and evil spirits do not exist. Don't be tricked. They exist, and they exist in you, and they exist in me. Holy Spirit said, if Jesus himself cast out demons, then you must know and understand that devils and demons and evil spirits and evil human spirits exist. Luke 14:11, Jesus was casting out a devil. I just read it to you. And the devil was dumb. And it came to pass that when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, the dumb spoke, and the people wondered. You see, this particular devil or demon that Jesus cast out, it made its victim. It made the person that it was in unable to speak. But the Bible says, immediately after the devil or the demon was cast out, the person that had the dumb spirit within their body was loosed from that stronghold that the demon had upon their body, and they were now able to speak. Brothers and sisters, Jesus did not lie. I said, Jesus did not lie when he said, you have power over all the power of the enemy. It is high time. No, it is now time that you accept that you have been given power and the ability to walk in the demonstration and the reality of the fact that you have been given authority and that you have been given power over all the power of the enemy. This is why you can be confident now that you have power over all devils, demons, evil spirits, and evil human spirits. Power that God has given you. Power to tread on serpents, anything that bites you, scorpions, anything that stings you, makes you sick, and over all the power that the enemy has. But you must tread on them. You have the power, but it is up to you to put it to work. Holy Spirit told me to remind you of this. God never gives a command to a person and the person not be able to follow the command. I said, God never gives a command to a person and the person not be able to do it. In this chapter here, it says a dumb and a deaf spirit. And so I said, he said, but remember, Erica, in the other scripture, it says, one scripture says dumb and deaf. He said, and the other scripture says deaf and dumb. He said, Erica, do you think that God has such a lack of intelligence that he would make a mistake and put dumb and deaf and then deaf and dumb? I said, no, that's why I cast them out. But I didn't have a perfect understanding of it. I just did it because that's what it said in the Bible. He said, well, I want to give you the perfect understanding of it. I said, thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, in Exodus 4:11, and the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or seeing, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Psalm 38:13, but I as a deaf man hear not. And I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Mark 7:37, And were beyond measure astonished, saying, he had done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark 9:25. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter him no more into him. He said, now that was the dumb and deaf spirit operating. But I showed you on top of that was an unclean spirit and a foul spirit. He said, but keep going. I said, okay. Went to Psalm 38:13, but I as a deaf man heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Mark 7:37, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he had done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Mark 9:25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Foul. He said, now look him up. Foul is an adjective. The definition, offensive to the senses. A foul spirit is offensive to the senses, especially through having a distinguishing smell or taste or being unpleasant. And the synonyms was revolting, repellent, disgusting, repulsive, repugnant, loathsome, and offensive. I said, okay. Then dumb is another adjective, meaning temporarily unable or unwilling to speak. Synonyms, speechless, tongue-tied, worthless, silent, voiceless, inarticulate, uncommunicative, untalkative. Then I looked up deaf, another adjective, lacking the power of hearing or having impaired hearing. Hard of hearing, hearing impaired, unhearing, stone deaf, deafened, or profoundly deaf. So he said, Erica, remember what I said yesterday? I said, yes, Lord, I know what you said. Lacking the knowledge of God. He said, no, I just gave you the knowledge. What you going to do? I said, I'm going to do deliverance, and I'm going to do it a little bit differently. He said, well done. You got it. I want you to renounce the deaf and dumb spirit this morning. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the deaf and dumb spirit this morning. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the dumb and deaf spirits. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every foul spirit. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every unclean spirit operating underneath the foul spirit, every deaf and dumb spirit. You coming out of my mind, you coming out of my will, you coming out of my mouth, you coming out of my vocal cords, you coming out of all of my senses this morning. My sense of taste, my sense of touch, my sense of sight, my sense of hearing, my sense of smell, and my sense of knowing. You coming out of my mind this morning. I bind you up right now. All of you. I bind you to the spirit, foul spirit, and the unclean spirit. Go! Get out of me. Cough them out. Go! Cough them out. Every foul spirit. Go! Every unclean spirit. Go in the name of Jesus. Every deaf spirit. Go in the name of Jesus. Every dumb spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Dumb spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go this morning. Loose your stronghold and get out. Go. Go. Loose the ears. Every spirit causing hardness of hearing or impairing the hearing, put your fingers in your ears that you put that off. Now, go. Pull them out. Go. Get out. Get out. Jesus is Lord. Every dumb spirit affecting the senses, go. Get out. Every loathsome, offensive, detestable, repulsive, revolting spirit, go. Get out. All the way out. Go. Loose those ears. Loose that tongue. Get out. Get out. Lord God, rebuke you this morning. Deaf and dumb, go. Dumb and deaf, go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get out. All the way out. All the way out of that body. Go, you unclean spirit. Get out. Every evil human spirit, cough it out. Go! Every evil human spirit causing strongholds in the human body. Go! Get out. Get out. Go! All the way out. I terminate any and every assignment by serpents. I destroy the power of all serpentine witchcraft. Go! Devil, get out. Get out! I destroy the sting of every scorpion witchcraft. Go! Every scorpion witchcraft manifestation and or attack and or intent. Go in the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Go. Now I want you to say something. Say every command that Jesus has given me, I can fulfill it. Every command that Jesus has commanded me, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. And today, I start.
Dropping nails from my back. I have no hope for tomorrow.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah, from much more serious, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward. I know
I've got my armor now.
No fear, no doubt. Can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Oh, I'm not
nothing under control. My soul is untouchable because you've already
Jesus!
Won me. My victory is nothing but flesh and bone. It's been the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I've got my armor now, no fear, no cloud can shoot me down. Yeah, I've got my armor now, no fear, no cloud gonna shoot me down, 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 down. Now I'm because of you, because of you, and now I'm
retaliation and lash back. You cannot take revenge, retaliate, lash back on us, any family member or any generational family member. All you spirits that have been cast out, go to the pit and remain there until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Thank you this morning.
I got it.
I got it.
I got it. I've got it.